Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I would like to invite you this morning to take a moment to think about where we are. I don't mean where we are in terms of location or emotionally, but where we are in the church year. From the end of November to the end of December, the sanctuary was decorated in beautiful blue, decorations of greenery and lights made an appearance, and we heard sermons that focused on the coming of Jesus the Christ child. For a month, we had been waiting and preparing our hearts for Christmas Day when we'd celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. We then entered into a period of 12 days to celebrate Christmas, which was then followed by entering into the season of Epiphany. A few days later in the church calendar, and Jesus is now an adult who is being baptized, making clear to the world who Jesus is and marking the beginning of his ministry. Okay, so let's take a deep breath. A lot has happened in the last month and a half that has brought us to this point in time, the second week of the Epiphany season. Jesus has been revealed to the world for a little over a week and a half now. So now what? What are we to do now that the one who we have long been awaiting and preparing for has come and the celebrations are over? Christmas carols are off the radio. Trees are down on the curb awaiting trash pickup. And that magical feeling in the air of the holiday spirit has been packed away with the rest of the decorations until later this year. We have experienced festivity letdown, and the Christmas gifts that we have received are now put away in their places. The one thing that remains is the gift that we have received in the person of Jesus Christ, who has come into the adulthood and has now called us to follow him. So now what? In today's gospel reading of John, we hear John proclaim his witness of Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, as it was revealed to him through Jesus' baptism. The next day, he proclaims this again to his disciples as Jesus passes along and tells them, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." Through the shared witness of his experience with Jesus, John's two disciples begin to follow Jesus from that day forward. After, one of the disciples, Andrew, goes and tells his brother Simon Peter about this man Jesus whom he has identified as the Messiah. And now Peter comes to Jesus, who is then also called to be a follower. John and his disciples have moved from revelation of who Jesus is to action by sharing about what they know about Jesus with those around them. However, I believe that that movement from revelation to action is terrifying to many of us, as feelings of inadequacy, uncertainty, and fear challenge us to believe the voices we hear within ourselves, telling us that we are incapable of sharing the message of Jesus' love for the world and why we believe he matters for us and for those around us. Being faced with the now what question is something that I believe we've all faced in life. Recently, I've been reading a biography about Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, who faced a very similar question when her father died, and she was charged to take the throne at the young age of 25. At this point in her life, Queen Elizabeth had lived through World War II, became a mechanic in the Royal Forces, lived through the pain and struggles that came from her uncle's abdication of the throne, watched her father become the next royal king, and saw her entire life shift before her eyes when her father suddenly passed away. Now what? She was a young queen who hadn't had any formal education and didn't have much political experience. She was left with the hopes, the dreams, the lives, and the general well-being of the people who now looked to her for guidance and protection during the after effects of World War II, and in a time when the Commonwealth, or the countries that recognized the Queen as their leader, were threatening to separate. Not only was Queen Elizabeth the crown of the country, but she was also the head of the Church of England. After her father's death, Queen Elizabeth was left in a time of in-between, where she faced the question of, now what? She could either take her place as queen, or she could abdicate as her uncle had. However, she knew that what she had been called to do with her life, and grasped a hold of the duties that came with the office of queen, even though there was a sense of pain, burden, and loneliness that was known to come with this position. In the midst of the now what question, Queen Elizabeth had a revelation of self, which moved her to embrace the position that would forever change her life as a servant to the people for whom she cares. Remembering again where we are in the church year, Jesus has been revealed to people, and each person has identified him as either the Lamb of God, teacher, or Messiah. Through their own experiences with Jesus, people are coming to realize that this is a man who has something special, and that they have a desire or a pull to follow him. It's through these interactions with Jesus that each person finds meaning and purpose in leaving what they know and moving into action as a disciple. In this season, we take time as we did in Advent to be intentional about recognizing who Jesus has revealed himself to be to the world. Jesus is Emmanuel, Son of God, Lamb of God, Messiah, teacher, miracle worker, healer, friend of sinners, redeemer, and savior. He has come into the world not to condemn it, but to save it through the love of God. This is true for each and every person. The season of Epiphany marks the beginning of the road to Jesus' ministry that ultimately leads to Jerusalem, where he is crucified, dies, and is resurrected for the sake of the world. It's a time where Christ continues to be revealed to us. It's a time where we are faced with the now what question that challenges us to look at how we are called to share the story of Jesus' love with others. Through the revelation of Jesus in our own lives and experiences, we are continually getting to know him with a unique set of eyes that help us to see the world through the hope that was given to us through Christ's death on the cross. With these eyes that God has given us, hope can be seen in the hopelessness. Healing comes for the sick. Forgiveness is given to the guilty. And life can be seen in the midst of death. Christ revealed does not just transform the world, but it transforms our hearts and our desire to share the story of Jesus with others. While that might be a scary task to be charged with, God continues to be revealed in you and through you to those around you. Through the revelation of Jesus in this world, we gain a revelation of self, in which we become aware of God's activity in the world within and around us. It doesn't matter who you are or what you have done. God wants to use you as you are. God isn't waiting for a better or a perfect version of you. God wants to use you now. Throughout the Bible, we hear about people who are called to action, who are called to answer the now what question, and who continue to grow in their understanding of who God is by participating in God's work. For example, Abram was a less than perfect man who told a bunch of people that Sarah was his sister, or was his sister instead of his wife, for his own protection. But God made him the father of the people of Israel and the many subsequent generations to come. Moses was afraid to speak in front of large groups of people, so God used Aaron to speak and Moses to lead Israel out of Egypt. Mary was a young engaged woman of about 14 who would have been stoned for becoming pregnant with another's child. But God protected her and called her to become the mother of Jesus. Let's not forget that God also used Paul, whose primary goal in life was to extinguish all who spoke of or followed Jesus. Paul persecuted Christians, but God used him to be one of God's greatest messengers who supported, encouraged, and challenged whole cities. Jesus has been revealed to the world and to you. You have been transformed and invited into a life that walks alongside one another to further the witness of the gospel, to share your experience of the revelation of Christ in your life. Witnessing isn't about saving, condemning, or judging people. It's about loving those whom God has created and sharing what we profess to believe to be true for us as well as for them. Sharing the gospel doesn't just have to be about using your words. It's about using the gifts that God has given you to communicate God's love in the way that you know best. So now what? Now we walk further on the path of intentional discernment and action. In a world that is filled with brokenness and noise, we take time to see how Jesus is continuing to reveal himself to the world, to us, and how we can use our gifts to share the great story of Jesus' love with those we meet. Amen.